Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're welcoming on Jeff Boron, college financial planner with the Financial Guys, talking about, well, financial planning season for college, because the time to fill out the FAFSA form is now. That window opens today. Jeff, thanks for joining us. It's a complicated process for so many people, but this year, I mean, has to be so different with decisions on college in the first place already on people's mind, and then you factor in how are we filling out these financial forms with so much uncertainty.
Right. Well, thanks for having me. The forms, you know, will be going off 2019 tax data, W-2s and tax return data. So obviously are not including the impact that people might have had from the pandemic. That's going to be handled a different way this year because you can't give the form something that it's not asking for. What we will do is we will work with parents to do appeals when the awards come in, showing them 2020 data as it related to 2019, which is what the financial aid system was based on.
So if you're talking about filing an appeal, it's probably important for people to file that application early.
Right. We say everybody should file a FAFSA. I hear every day from parents, well, I'm not going to bother with that. I make too much money. And that's a big fallacy because it's used for merit awards. It's used for a lot of things. And honestly, some colleges want to see full pay parents, so that's the only way they know. And to get that full pay parent, they might be offering a discount so that that full pay parent doesn't go to another school. They want them at their school. So there's not the panic rush that many people think. I mean, we're starting to do them today, obviously, October 1st, but many students haven't even submitted or completed their Common Apps yet. So we've got a little window of time, so it's not a panic. I've had people call me and say, I heard October 1st is the deadline. So there's a ton of misinformation out there that we help to clarify.
All right. That is something you have to do just about every single year. What is the message to people who have had that financial situation change? And there's so many people out there in the last year from 2019 to 2020. Is there a way to reflect that in this application?
Not in the submission. On the CSS profile, which is used by about 400 colleges and often missed because parents didn't realize their college requires it, they've actually added a section this year specifically relating to COVID-19 and the impact it might have had on your household. But that is not on the FAFSA. So unless you are filing a CSS profile, which is used by these colleges, they won't know that. It's going to go on 2019 data. It's going to be up to you, and we help parents basically work with the colleges to tell them what is going on.
Jeff, I think a lot of people hear FAFSA and they think, oh my gosh, I can't even begin to think about this. Is this a form that's easy to fill out on your own, or do you need help?
Well, according to the U.S. Department of Labor, the error rate is extremely high. The interpretation of some of the questions, and more importantly, you know, if you put this answer down, what will it do is unknown to many people. So we have a scholarship every year that we award $3,000 scholarships to Western New York students, and we actually do them for parents. If they contribute $79 to our scholarship fund, we will complete and prepare and submit their FAFSA, TAP, and Excelsior scholarship if applicable.
good news there for parents to take advantage of as well. You know, you've obviously been advising a lot of different people over the last several months. I know we talked with you before about that decision on colleges. Has that conversation changed at all since many colleges have gone back to school? Are there more questions, less questions about whether it's safety or whether it's a good idea based on virtual learning and things like that?
I'm hearing a lot of horror stories of students that, you know, essentially they're learning from their dorm rooms, and the parents have used the analogy, it's like I sent my kid to prison. You know, they've got a cellmate. They can't open the door to the hallway. They're kind of locked in their little room. Sometimes the campuses are actually delivering food to the room. And they said, it's like I sent my son or daughter to jail. They're not getting the college experience. They're really cracking down on the partying and the groups, which is obviously part of the college experience. And I've had one parent tell me that their daughter got a knock at their door on Sunday morning. Campus security had pictures of her at a party, and they said, pack your stuff, and sent her home, and she is not getting a refund of her room and board money.
Wow. What else are you seeing with local colleges, especially with the pandemic? I recently saw a headline about Houghton College slashing tuition next year. Are more expected to follow that path?
Yeah, we've got a real interesting dilemma there. The colleges would love to slash tuition because they want to fill seats and they want to get as much revenue in as possible. The problem they're having, though, is many of these colleges, just like our families, are squeezed financially. So they're trying to balance, you know, let's get more students in here at a cheaper rate, but see, we're running out of money, and it's especially hurting some of the smaller private schools, and those are the ones that are really feeling the pinch of what's happened with COVID.
Is there a situation where you tell people maybe wait that year, maybe even hold off in filling out these forms or doing anything when it comes to college until there's more information available?
Well, if you plan, I mean, it never hurts to, and you should, submit all of your common application, all your financial forms to the school. If you decide, if things don't get better by the fall, then you can decide to do a wait gap year and wait it out. But withholding or not doing it is something I would not advise.
Do you see colleges all surviving this pandemic? Do you think some may end up closing?
I believe I was on a conference call with a national organization that I'm a member of, and the estimate was that up to 10% of the smaller private schools could have a difficult time making it out of this and either have to merge or just close.
Hey, Jeff, we appreciate the time this morning and good information for a lot of parents to take in. A big reminder today, the FAFSA application process kicks off, because today is, reminder, October 1st. That's Jeff Boron, college financial planner with the Financial Guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.